It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven's smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. Soft moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. Join these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms, and I've got all I'll ever need thanks to the keeper of the stars. No accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Advertise your business here. Where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Questions about President Biden's ability to win re-election growing louder as Democrats voice concerns after his disappointing debate performance. ABC's Selena Wang says the president is meeting with governors, working the phones, and all are watching the polls.
A lot of these members of Congress, they are back home in their state. They are talking to constituents. They're hearing their concerns and anxieties. In addition to that, they're very, very closely watching those polls. And if those poll numbers continue to get worse and you see a bigger delta, well, that could encourage, I'm told by the source, force more of these Democratic leaders to join in and to join those public calls to ask for the president to step aside.
Intense fighting along Israel's northern border between the IDF and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel's defense minister leaving room for diplomacy, but says Israeli troops are ready to defend. Hurricane Beryl aiming for Jamaica next on its path through the Caribbean, the Category 4 storm packing sustained winds of 147 miles per hour. This is ABC News. In Philadelphia, city employees are fighting the return to office mandate. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Remote workers are fighting back, opposing new mandates that could soon force them to return to the office. The latest to fight back, 6,000 city employees in Philadelphia. Their union now suing the mayor, who wants them back in person full-time July 15th. The lawsuit claims the mandate violates their contract and will make post-pandemic staffing shortages even worse. The mayor is trying to entice the workers with more generous parental leave and other benefits, insisting that in-person workers will create a more visible and accessible government.
A court hearing is planned next week on that lawsuit. Health officials have issued an alert in the Florida Keys after confirming two cases of dengue fever. The CDC has warned of a heightened risk of contracting the mosquito-borne illness. Both people were infected locally. According to the CDC, about a quarter of people who get infected with that virus will get sick. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back to school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Accusations of disruptive behavior by observers at polling places in Glendale Tuesday during voting for a special election primary in the 4th State Senate District. Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy says observers were challenging every absentee ballot that poll workers are trying to process, but they lack sufficient grounds to do so. Six victims in a weekend vacation home fire in Juneau County had connections to a Green Bay area church. St. Mark Ministries of De Pere posted on Facebook that church members and extended family were vacationing at the Nisida home. The church's pastor, Steve Witte, and several of his family members died in the blaze. And there are ways to be safe with fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff says emergency departments typically see people with fireworks injuries who aren't sober. Potthoff cautions that mixing a lot of alcohol with fireworks is, in his words, just a recipe to have something bad happen.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is announcing the release of a sex offender back into Pierce County. Charles K. Dahlman will be released on July 9th and has been listed as homeless. The condition of his release include no contact with minors or the victim, no alcohol consumption. He'll also be required to meet with law enforcement and register as a sex offender and will be electronically monitored. With the rain expected on the 4th of July, the Lake O'Galley Association has moved their fireworks display to tonight at dusk over Lake O'Galley. Meanwhile, in Mondovi, their 4th of July celebration is tomorrow. With the Kitty Parade at 12:30, the Grand Parade will be at 1. There'll be a craft show, food and refreshments, and the Mondovi fireworks are still scheduled for dusk tomorrow night over Mirror Lake. A Rochester couple is now facing charges after their 6-year-old son was wounded by a shotgun. Wabasha County authorities say the boy and two other children were playing with the gun inside a vehicle on June 25th. The boy was wounded when the shotgun went off. Nicole McGee and Raymond Duquet were each charged with a felony count of child endangerment yesterday. They also faced several misdemeanors, including negligent storage of a firearm. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide abortion. The court yesterday said it would hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The first is a challenge to the ruling from a Dane County judge that says the abortion ban deals with mothers who want to kill their unborn babies and has nothing to do with doctors who perform abortions. The second case deals with a request from Planned Parenthood to declare that there's a right to abortion in Wisconsin. Pro-life groups in Wisconsin say if pro-abortion advocates want to change the law on abortion, they need to go through the legislature and not through the courts. Wisconsin troopers will be in buses and large trucks to watch drivers from a higher vantage point during a campaign in mid-July. The Wisconsin State Patrol says troopers in a truck campaign focuses on highways and aims to reduce crashes and injuries involving commercial trucks. In the last 5 years, there have been an average of 7,000 crashes involving large trucks in Wisconsin. 70 people died in those crashes. That campaign will run from July 8th through July 12th. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The city of Mondovi approved a bid of $391,000 from Gerke Excavating of Toma to replace the sewer on Riverside Avenue. The city council approved the bid to replace the sewer during the last council meeting. That project should be completed this summer. Meanwhile, the police chief Severson told the council that because of a new state law, the police will be allowed to charge a fee for those who request body camera footage. The charge would be to pay for the redaction of sensitive footage before it can be released. The city of Durand is facing $1 million project for the water filter plant. During the last city council meeting, the council talked about that project and the $3 million Madison Street project. The water filter plant is in need of replacement. The city is looking at ways to pay for both projects in the coming years. Because the water filter plant is part of the water utility, the city could issue revenue bonds for that project and save debt capacity for other projects like Madison Street. Chippewa County is looking at the feasibility of a new hospital. The county last night listened to the proposal to spend $70,000 to have the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative look at what is needed to bring a new hospital to Chippewa County. The $70,000 is about half the cost of the study. County Administrator Randy Schultz says, in addition to a new hospital, he says the county needs a new morgue and a new space for emergency services. No one is saying if the old St. Joe's Hospital is being considered for the possible new hospital in Chippewa Falls. Wisconsin has landed another $50 million for being a regional tech hub. Governor Evers yesterday said the federal government made it official and said Wisconsin's now part of the second phase of the tech hub project. Wisconsin's focusing on biohealth and technological innovation. That means the state, several private companies, and the University of Wisconsin will all use the $49 million in grant money to grow a new biohealth sector in the state. Wisconsin made the first round of the program last fall and is just one of 12 states to make the second round this summer. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Learning about the NFL draft in its 2025 host city, a new temporary exhibit at the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame is providing a timeline of pro football's annual player selection process, which dates back to the 30s. It also shows how NFL teams use grading systems to assess risk when drafting players and spotlights the first time Wisconsin hosted the draft back in 1940 in Milwaukee. The exhibit is located on the first floor of the Hall of Fame near the community gallery. Green Bay is hosting the 2025 NFL Draft in April of next year. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. And rainfall totals could be high. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers knocked off the Colorado Rockies 4-3 in Game 2 of their four-game series at Coors Field last night. The Brewers having to do it, rallying from a rundown in the top of the ninth inning, where Willy Adames would hit a sacrifice fly, and then Rhys Hoskins would get hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to score what would be the game-winning run. It took doing the little things to get the win for manager Pat Murphy.
You just stay in the present, you know, pitch by pitch, and it sounds cliche, but you stay in the present, and you have to be mentally tough. You really have to be mentally tough to stay in the present and not leave the zone. You know, Willy Adames is big at bat, you know, like down 0-2, you know, staying in the present. And just doing what he had to do.
The Brewers and Rockies play game three of the four-game set tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Colin Ray gets the start against Dakota Hudson. On to minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit knocks off Wisconsin last night, 7-3. The Skycarp entertained the Timber Rattlers again tonight. In the American Association, Milwaukee falls at Gary by the final count of 5-1. Lake County was shut out by Cleburne by the final of 3-0. On to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks and head coach Doc Rivers, along with their draft picks A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, met with the media yesterday. For Rivers, are these developmental players or can they help right now?
I don't know. I think we're going to get in the gym. And what I just said is, you know, the one thing I love about young guys around veterans is like it's always a push-pull. You know, the veterans pull these young guys along, right, with their knowledge, you know, with teaching the young guys. But then the young guys push the veterans with their energy and with their willingness to want to play every night.
I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Rough riding penalties come out of the weekend in Nashville. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 5 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 victories. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Multiple rough riding penalties were handed down to drivers over the weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. In Friday night's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, Lane Riggs was handed a 2-lap penalty following mid-race contact with Stephen Parsons. Riggs ended up 25th at the finish. And yesterday it was announced by NASCAR that Cup Series rookie Carson Hocevar was fined $50,000 and 25 driver points after an incident in the closing laps of Sunday's Ally 400. When Hocevar made contact and ultimately spun Harrison Burton under caution. Hocevar now falls to 26th in the championship standings, heading to the Chicago Street Race this weekend. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
It is a pain to remove all the silk when you're husking sweet corn. However, you wouldn't be eating any if the silks weren't there. And if you're picking off a lot of the stringy stuff, you've probably got a nice full ear of corn. All corn plants are a bit of an oddity among the major crops that we grow because the male and female flowers are separated physically on the plant. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says the tassel represents the male flower. The silks and the ovules attached to the silks on the ear represent the female flowers. The magic happens when pollen from the tassel is captured by a strand of silk.
It'll germinate and puts out a pollen tube that actually penetrates the silk and grows or develops down the interior of the silk. Once it gets to the ovule, then the male genetic component in that pollen fertilizes with the female genetic component of the ovule. Then the miracle of life occurs and we get a kernel developing.
Each silk represents a kernel of corn, so it's very important that tassels and silks are in sync with each other at the right time and in the right conditions.
If the silks emerge and there's no pollen, well, that's not good. And if the pollen begins to shed from the tassel before any silks are out, that's not good. And so that needs to be in synchrony in order to maximize the number of kernels that will eventually develop on the ear.
Corn silk colors can vary from yellow to purple to red depending on the genetics of the hybrid. Popcorn hybrids in particular often have vibrant purplish silks, but all silks eventually dry up and turn brown. Learn more about corn silk and the pollination process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
80 in downtown Durant. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk market. August up 23 to 1984. September up 21 to 2028. October and November both up 17. October at 2022. November at 1993. Cheese markets, barrels up 2.25 to 190 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks steady at 190. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 0.25 to 313 and a half. 3 trades on
on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 118, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 49 even, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher as traders continue to find excellent support from a wide array of market fundamentals. Now, a few bids are currently on the table in parts of Nebraska and Kansas, but no cattle have traded. Meanwhile, lower corn prices also helping to support the cattle complex. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower with the exception of the nearby month. There was some good purchases of cattle, over 14,000 head by the packers yesterday. That's supporting the nearby months, but the rest of the market continues to get mixed fundamental signs, and that is pressuring markets even though they are oversold. August live cattle up 75 cents to 185.85. October up 97 cents to 186.62. December up 87 cents to 188.52. August feeder cattle up 227 to 263.37. September up $2 to 263.32. October up $1.42 to 262.87. July hogs up 42 cents to 89.65. August down 12 cents to 89.65. And October down 30 cents to 73.97. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today ahead of the 4th of July break with little fresh news. Now, cooler and wetter conditions are expected to linger for much of the Corn Belt, at least in the near term. Soybean futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher, led by strength in soybean oil, and that's helping to support the rest of the soybean complex, even though near-term moisture should help crop development. Meanwhile, wheat futures are moving mostly lower in a quiet trade after early week momentum faded. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions still linger into the holiday break. July corn up a quarter to 402 and a quarter. September down a half to 407 and a half. New crop steady at 421 and a quarter. July beans up 10 and three quarters to 1175 and three quarters. August up 10 and a quarter to 1160 and a half. New crop up 11 and three quarters to 1124 and three quarters. July soybean meal up 60 cents to 369.50. July soybean oil up 79 cents to 47.72. Chicago wheat, July up 1.5 to 563. September down 1.75 to 579.25. Minneapolis wheat, July up 2.5 to 630.5. September down 7 to 624. Energy markets today, August crude oil up 38 cents to 83.19. September up 42 cents to 82.33. Meanwhile, August and September gas steady. August at 257, September at 253. That's a check of markets at the midday. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act is caught up in the immigration debate. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers and ranchers are facing escalating costs and challenges to their operations that, at last count, were forcing the closure of at least 14 state of Washington farms and ranches every week. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse doesn't like the sound of that.
That's a very disturbing number that you give, that we're losing farms at that rate. But it's the truth. That's what's happening. It's happening in the state of Washington. It's happening all over the country.
But the Republican says there is work being done to help solve some of the problems.
Part of the solution, it's not all of it, but a part of the solution is to have a reliable legal workforce in our country. So my legislation, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, I think does a lot of good things to help provide that reliable legal workforce.
But Newhouse says it's not yet made it out of committee.
But frankly, I got to say, in the current environment, when we have the number of illegal crossings across the border, the southern border particularly, it's really difficult to interest a lot of my colleagues in Congress on anything that has to do with the subject of immigration.
Newhouse says, though, on the bright side,
because of some of the pressures on our farmers that we talked about that really making it difficult to survive, members of Congress, my colleagues, are hearing from farmers in their districts telling them of the challenges and the difficulties they're having just staying afloat. And so a lot of people are waking up to the fact that these are urgent issues that we've got to address.
Newhouse says he's not giving up. He's always hopeful that there'll be a way to get there, but he does admit it won't be easy. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA released updates to the federal milk marketing order. The 332-page proposal released Monday would restore a rule that makes the Class 1 milk price the higher of the price of Class 3 or Class 4 for a month. After an initial reading of the proposal, the National Milk Producers Federation reacted positively. We're heartened that much of what we proposed after more than 2 years of policy development and another year of testimony and explanation is reflected in USDA's recommended FMO modernization plan, said National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd. Crafting an effective milk pricing system for farmers is complex and requires a careful balance. He also says USDA plans acknowledge that complexity, and while it doesn't match the Federation's proposal in every detail, Dowd says it looks largely in keeping with the comprehensive approach painstakingly determined by the work of dairy farmers and their cooperatives over the past 3 years. The incoming government in Mexico will discard a key goal of the previous administration to reduce yellow corn imports and achieve self-sufficiency in yellow corn production. Investing.com says the incoming agriculture minister, Julio Burgu, says Mexico will focus on maintaining self-sufficiency in the white corn that's commonly used in tortillas, a Mexican dietary staple. The policy of former President López Obrador aimed at dramatically reducing the imports of yellow corn, most of which comes from the U.S., and boost local production instead. Obrador wanted to limit the use of genetically modified corn, sparking a trade dispute with the U.S. Our objective is not to reduce imports, but to produce more, said Burgdo. Our goal in the six-year term is not self-sufficiency in yellow corn. Mexico's appetite for meat is growing, leading to an increasing demand for corn in the livestock sector, and that will mean larger imports of yellow corn. Wisconsin agriculture producers who have not yet completed their crop acreage reports after planting should make an appointment with their Farm Service Agency Service Center before July 15th. An acreage report documents a crop grown on a farm or ranch and its intended uses. Filing an accurate and timely report for all crops and land uses, including failed acreage and prevented planted acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits. Now, the July 15th deadline is for corn, soybeans, oats, rye, barley, wheat, sunflowers, pumpkins, sorghum, potatoes, hemp, and perennial forages, along with CRP. For more information, contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Another case of the H5N1 virus has been detected in a central Minnesota cattle herd. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health says the illness was found in a herd in Benton County last Friday. It's the seventh time this year that the H5N1 flu virus has been found in a dairy herd in Minnesota. According to USDA, the H5N1 virus has been found in 137 livestock herds in 12 states. Meanwhile, Wisconsin still has yet to have a single herd detected with the H5N1 virus. Farmer sentiment lowered in June as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer reading of 105 was 3 points below May's level. The overall drop in sentiment was due to a 5-point drop in the Index of Future Expectations, which dropped to 112, while the June Current Conditions Index increased to 90, 1 point higher than the May index. High input costs, the risk of lower prices for their products, and rising interest rates continue to weigh on farmer sentiment. The impact of rising interest rates on their farms has become a bigger concern for producers in recent months. Interest rates and higher break-even levels combined with concerns that crop and livestock prices could weaken are holding back producer sentiment in making producers cautious about making large investments. The Farm Capital Investment Index dropped by 3% to a reading of 132. The long-term farmland value index also dropped by 7 points. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Reels takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Sunny and warm today in our ag weather forecast, and relative humidities will remain somewhat moderate, but then we'll have multiple chances of rain beginning Thursday and Friday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 46 to 51%, west winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight clear, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, west winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow partly sunny and with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine, but anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected. Thursday night's cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, low 60 to 65. Friday cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, high 65 to 70. Saturday sunshine, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Sunday partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Monday partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80, and for Tuesday, sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Your daddy had a lake house. He had me painted that summer, sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rode in a little red Honda and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, a little pack sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all up and nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
sunburn, sunset, repeat. Hey. I turned those shutters the color of your eyes till the day turned into night. And took turns with a jar, turned that boat dock into a bar. And then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew that that was our summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Yeah. We set July on fire. Yeah, girl, you and I were sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
She comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. She won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night.
She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, that white oak tree beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days. Her big smile making hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into. It's something God gives you and you hold on to. Like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Something more, gotta be more than 7:30, the house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some dance.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing me. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. And there go your paralyzing eyes, smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say, there go the games I wanted to play, there goes my heart falling for you. You're playing with me, darling. You like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you.